This is the Concordia All Sports Report. My name is Eric Cumley, and welcome back to another fantastic week of Concordia Athletics. We are winding down spring sports and winding down spring semester. Baseball and softball each are closing in on the ends of their seasons, and outdoor track and field also is closing in on the end of their season. Those GPAC championships and tournaments will be coming very soon, and I am excited to look at them, watch them. However, next week will be the last Concordia All Sports report due to the end of semester and finals coming up, as I need to study and the semester will be over. I won't be able to be doing this and talking with you guys on a weekly basis. We're gonna push that aside right now. That's for future. Right now we're gonna talk about baseball, as we always do. Baseball had two games over the last week. They faced off first against top-ranked Doan University. Doan is number one ranked in the GPAC, and they showed it. Doan defeated us in the first game, 2-1. It was very close, as you could see. We gave it everything we had. We really did. I mean, holding the number one team to only 2 points and four hits in the first game, that's very good. And those two runs weren't scored by a run batted in. Those were scored by home runs, which it sucks to see, but I mean, that's just one person hitting a great ball, hitting it over the fence. That's just one thing. And nobody scored until Concordia scored their lone point in the fourth inning. And we had the lead all the way until the sixth. And then Doan scored tie it 1-1 in the sixth inning. And then in the seventh inning, they scored the winning run. And Concordia had a chance in the seventh, and we could not get it done. We had two lob outs and then a ground out. It was not the greatest end on how we wanted it, but we gave them a run for their money, and we did not do that in the second game. In the second game, we lost 9-2. We couldn't bat. We only had four total hits, two RBIs. Doan had 13 hits compared to their four in the first game. It was not the greatest game for Concordia. Doan scored one run in the first inning alone, and then nobody scored again until Doan scored again in the third. And then the fifth inning is where it opened up for Doan. In the fifth inning, Doan scored three runs off of three hits. Concordia had three errors. It was not a very good inning for us. And then Concordia tried to make a little comeback in the end. It was not really the greatest comeback. In the eighth inning, we scored one run. And then in the ninth inning, we scored one run. And we just had a lot of errors, really. Each inning we had at least about averaging out to one error. But that's okay. As I said, Doan is number one in the GPAC right now. And Concordia is sitting at an overall record of 25-12-1 with the GPAC record of 14-6. So we're still number two in the GPAC. So we're still getting it done. We're not quite finishing the games how we want to finish. Before Mount Marty, which we're going to get into real quick in a second, we were on a three-game losing streak. We figured ourselves out on April 16th against Mount Marty, as I just said. That was our senior night, and we defeated Mount Marty in both games, 1-4 in the first game, and then 1-4 in the second game. So great wins by us in both of those games. Alec Bladstedt, Keaton Kander, Jaden Adams, and Carlos Benavidez scored those 4 points for Concordia. And we went off on a hot start right away in the first inning. We scored 2 points. And then our other points were scored in the sixth inning. And we only gave up one run, and that was in the seventh. So very good series for Concordia. We only had four hits, but we had three RBIs and four runs off of those four hits. And by hits, I mean, we hit the ball, obviously, but like if it's a lob or if it's a ground out, it's not going to count as a hit on base. And we're talking about hits on base where we hit the ball, get on base, and have a potential to score instead of just getting out right away. Christian Gutierrez pitched the first game for Concordia. He pitched all seven innings. He had five total strikeouts, and he only allowed two hits. Mount Marty only had two hits and had one RBI with one run. It's a very good day for pitching for Concordia. It was a very good overall series, as I've mentioned that multiple times, which is very good because Mount Marty's not a bad team. They are sitting at third in the GPAC, 13-7 in the GPAC, 28-12 overall. So it's great to see Concordia be able to space ourselves out between Mount Marty and us, and then you can just obviously see the difference between us and Doan. Last year, Doan and Concordia actually tied for the GPAC championship title. I think we can catch up and make a run in that GPAC tournament series. In the second game, it was very similar. Concordia got one run in the third inning, and then Concordia scored two more runs in the sixth, and then one more in the seventh. Concordia gave up that one run against Mount Marty in the eighth inning. It was a very similar game overall. We didn't have a ton of hits. We had six total hits, four RBIs, four runs, and we held Mount Marty to four hits and one run. Caden Johnson pitched most of the game for Concordia. He had seven total innings, and he had a whopping nine strikeouts. Very good outing for him. And then Jacob Lycan came in for one inning, and he had two strikeouts. So, very good day for Concordia on April 16th. It was a lot better to bounce back that way after the loss to Doan. And as I said, that was their senior night. So, these last two opponents that they face, they are both quad series. And what I mean by that is they play Dort University on April 22nd. That is a doubleheader at 4 p.m. and then at 7 p.m. And then the very next day on April 23rd, they again play Dort University. First game will be at 1 p.m. and then at 4 p.m. And their last opponent after Dort will be Briarcliff. That is also a quad series where they face Briarcliff on a doubleheader on Friday and then again on Saturday. And then it's the GPAC tournament on May 5th. So we are winding down for baseball, and just like baseball, we are also winding down for softball. Softball only had one game over this last weekend. They faced off Morningside College, and they lost to Morningside both games. First game was 1-2. Second game was 3-7. It's tough seeing the series end like that. And Concordia has dropped significantly since the start of the season in softball. Morningside is receiving votes, so they are a good opponent. But Concordia right now is 8th in the GPAC for softball. Their GPAC record is 7-9, and their overall record is 19-19. We're still sitting at that 500 range for our record, and we just can't get it done. As I said, we lost the first game 1-2, so the first game, it was not a bad pitching game for us. We held Morningside to five hits, and we only had two hits of our own. But it was a close game. We went down one run in the second inning, and then we were able to tie it back up in the seventh inning. And then Morningside came out in the ninth inning. The batter stepped up and homered it to left center field, brought in the RBI to score that winning run in the ninth inning. So it was a very good game. It was 1-1 throughout the whole game, and we just couldn't quite finish it. That was the 1-2 loss to Morningside. Their second loss to Morningside was 3-7. It was not as good. Morningside hit much better than they did in the first game. They had 12 total hits, but Concordia had 8 total hits, so it's not like they got blown out of the water in the hitting stage, but it was rough. We didn't play bad. Just in the fourth inning, we gave up 5 runs, and it was not good. Before the fourth inning, it was only 1-0. Morningside. And then the fourth inning came, and Morningside just took it away. And then in the seventh inning, we tried to make a little comeback. The seventh inning, we had 3 runs off of 3 hits, and we started trying to make a little comeback, but then a ground out by Concordia, and our hopes of a comeback were over. And it's just tough to come back from that big of a deficit, especially in the seventh inning. Pitching for Concordia was Jersey Rowe. She pitched 3 innings, and then Megan Urich also pitched 3 innings. Jersey Rowe had 1 strikeout. Megan Urich had 2. It was an okay day for pitching on Concordia's end. Next up for Concordia, they will have 3 more opponents on the year. All of their opponents will be just doubleheaders, unlike the men's, who are quad series. Their first opponent will be against Briarcliff University on April 22nd at 3 p.m. in Sioux City, Iowa. That is a doubleheader. The first game will be at 3 p.m. Second game is at 5 p.m. And then on April 23rd, they will face Mount Marty University in Yankton, South Dakota. First game will be at 1 p.m. Second game is at 3 p.m. And then their last game, they will head over to Hastings, Nebraska on April 26th. That doubleheader will start at 5 p.m., then 7 p.m. Three more opponents for the softball team, two more opponents for the baseball team. Moving on to track and field. Track and field had seven new automatic qualifiers, and we had one new B standard. It was a pretty good weekend for track and field, and we're going to just dive right into those new A standards. Chase Berry qualified in the pole vault A standard, vaulting 15 feet 9 inches. It's great to see Chase Berry be able to pole vault that. He finished second on the meet, but we know we've seen him in the past get so close, and for him to finally be able to get to that A standard and get back on that podium is just very good. He's such a good guy, and can't say anything but good things about him. Morgan DeJong qualified in the hammer throw again. She threw 176 feet 4 inches. Sarah Huss in the discus, throwing 145 feet 8 inches. Jordan Koepke in the 400 meter hurdles with a time of 1 minute 02.82 seconds. Aaron Mapson also in the women's pole vault, jumping 11 feet 11 and 3 quarter inches. Josie Pels in the pole vault, jumping 13 feet 5 and a quarter inch. Sarah Ragland in the hammer throw, throwing 169 feet 7 inches. And the new B standard is Cade Kleckner in the 200 meter run. His time was 21.47 seconds. He just missed out on the A standard for the 200 meters. I know he can get it. He is currently 18th on the NAIA national list for the 200 meter run. The women's outdoor track and field is currently ranked third in the NAIA rating index. Our women's are very good. I mean, as we could see that from the indoor track and field. Our throwers also, I always talk about them, but I'm also talking about Aaron Mapson and Josie Pels. They are constantly going one and two or pretty close to it in that pole vault area. Next up for the track and field events, they will be at the Jim Dutcher Invite on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That is in Crete, Nebraska. It's a three-day event starting on Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. So that's a big event for us. We have a lot of potential to be able to qualify a lot more athletes in the track and field aspect. As for track and field also, they will have two more events. They will have the Drake Relays on April 28th and 29th and 30th. And then they will also have the Nebraska Westland Prairie Wolf Invite on April 28th. So we will split up our team, and the relay teams will go to the Drake Relays in Des Moines, Iowa. And the rest of the team will go to Nebraska Westland in Lincoln, Nebraska on that April 28th weekend. And then it is the GPAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships. So like I said, many sports are winding down and getting to the end of their seasons. That is all the time I got for you guys today. Thank you all for listening. Have a great rest of your week, weekend, night, anytime that you are listening. Thank you again for listening. Follow me on Twitter @Koopski, and have a great day. Bye.